these four bases of clinging, of attachment, are as a theme for investigation, applying our thought processes. So what am I attaching to? What am I getting entangled in? These are really important to investigate and see, and to say, how can I relinquish that? How can I disentangle myself from this? And of course, Gama Upadana, the sense of attachment, clinging, adherence. It's not that one doesn't experience something pleasurable as pleasurable. It's just that you don't sort of invest in, I've got to have it, I got to get it. I'm going to miss it. And you know, that fretting over not getting it. It's not the actual pleasurable sensation itself. It's the desire and attachment towards it. Clinging to views, you know, this is absolutely right, this is absolutely wrong, this is the way it has to be. The sense of view of ditti is tangled up with the sense of self as well, self and other, and that, so that the things that divide us, say, like, I'm Canadian, grew up Canadian, there's those bloody Americans. How do you live in the world with them? It's just ditty.
So, and now you're American too.
Well, I've got an American passport. So I'm responsible as well. So we have views, our societal views and cultural views and personal views that we pick up along the way. And it's important to recognize a view as a view. And when we cling to them, then we create suffering. Sila bat upadana no longer clings to rules and observances. Another old translation would have been clinging to rites and rituals. Sila bat, the clinging is to the assumption that if I just kept this set of rules, if I just did this kind of practice, I would get purity from that. I would be enlightened through that. If I just watched my breath long enough, I did anapanasati long enough, I would get enlightened. If I just kept all the rules absolutely right, if I just kept the vinaya just right. And it's not that one doesn't keep the precepts or keep the rules of training. It's not that one doesn't do the meditation, but it's the assumption that I've got to get this right in order for me to be awakened or enlightened. And it's that clinging to it that is the obstruction itself. These are tools that we have to learn how to apply. And then atavadu padana. It's not atta upadana, it's atta vada upadana. The atta is self. Vada is a doctrine or an assumption. So that clinging to an assumption of self, clinging to a doctrine of self, a teaching about self, because this is what self is, this is what soul is, this is your true nature. Those are doctrines and beliefs and assumptions, and it's that belief and the clinging to that that is the obstacle. Because the Buddha never really said, categorically stated, that there isn't a self. It's just, I mean, actually, it says, atahi atanonato. The self is the refuge of the self. So it's like there is this being here that you have to learn how to use properly without clinging to it. It arises and ceases, it's empty, it's insubstantial, but it says that, you know, one can't cling to it.